And good morning, Y94, Playhouse of the Morning, creeping up on it, 710. Your next chance to pick your purse as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of our box of totally random questions this morning. And today's TRQ. Positive. Today's totally random question is, what is something that makes you instantly not enjoy somebody? So is there something that could just make you right away be like, not my people, don't like you, not a fan, I'm not going to voluntarily choose to be around you. Something that makes you instantly not enjoy someone, Amy K.
Huge list, truly. Honestly, I could get mad at anybody and not like you for the dumbest things. Sometimes it has to do with the color of your undershirt. Stupid things like that, but
Hopefully you don't hate white undershirts, because that's what I wear every day.
No, if it's like, if someone uses an undershirt, that shouldn't be an undershirt. You can't just take any t-shirt out of your closet.
That's exactly what I do.
But yours isn't an undershirt. See, you're wearing a sweatshirt with a t-shirt. That's okay.
Okay.
If you wore a button-up and then you put like a Go Viking shirt on under it, that doesn't belong under there. I could see the wording.
You mean Skull Vikings, but that's fine.
I was going to say Go Cubs, but that's, so that drives me insane. However, I would say your eating habits. If you chew with your mouth open, disgusting. If I can hear you gulp, if I could hear any mouth noise, I will hate you.
All right. Something that makes you instantly not really enjoy someone. You're just like, might not be my people. Does something come to mind there, Joel D?
I guess I was going to go with the whole mouth chewing situation as well. Yeah, that's number one. I can instantly be like, oh god, rumba chihuahua, seriously. Otherwise I would have to go with, I don't even know, probably bad driver. Like I instantly don't want to be your friend, or I want to be the friend that drives everywhere if you're such a bad driver.
So you have to be in the car with them, or do you get mad at other drivers? So somebody cuts you off or doesn't use a turn signal, you're like, mark that down, that blue SUV. I'm not going to be friends with you.
Yeah, no, 100%. But coming from a small town, too, you'd be like, that person doesn't drive. But I'm talking like zero, or you, Amy K, if you've ever noticed, anytime I'm in a car with
Amy K. Have you ever been in the car with me driving?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to jeopardize our friendship.
I'm not a bad driver.
I'm not saying, I'm saying you're a bad driver.
I'm not. I just don't like driving.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I don't even want to know what you drive like. You talk about it so much that I don't even want to know what you drive like.
It's not bad.
I mean, honestly, I haven't probably ridden with her enough to tell you if she's a good driver or not.
You have. I picked you up from the car dealership in my own personal vehicle.
I like that you come up with one time that you drove.
But it wasn't like me in a station vehicle. My own vehicle. I tried to clean it up as much as I could for you. You were doing something at a car dealership. I picked you up. Was my driving bad?
I don't remember you driving bad. Hey, by the way, can I get a ride to my oil change tomorrow?
I'll give you a ride.
Sweet.
And you know what?
I'll judge your driving.
I'll be such a good driver.
Whew. Well, thank you. What's that thing that makes you instantly not really enjoy somebody? Hey, before coronavirus, before COVID was a thing, I was a member of the Get Away From Me Club. I don't like people to get in my bubble. And it doesn't necessarily need to be 6 feet. But anybody that's like too close of a talker, or like, if you're like, hey, let me show you something, and like they're basically sitting in your lap, either any situation that has somebody like oddly close to me that's not my immediate family, I'm like, why are you on top of me right now? We get a couple of them here. There's a couple of people around the building that just like, they talk to you, and they're like right in your face, and then you back up, and they take a step forward, and it's like, I've had to say, like, listen, I'm trying to back up. Oh, COVID? No. I don't want to be that close to you. Back up. So if you're too close of a talker, it bothers me.
That is a good point, too. I know just yesterday, I think a couple days ago, I was right behind your shoulder when you were showing me something, too. But
I probably moved. Honestly, I don't really remember it, but I bet I just instinctively moved away from me. And you probably, because most people then feel weird about it and they back up a little bit, too. But then there's people that like come closer and it's like, get away.
Yeah, no, I don't think I was like right on you too, but I'm mindful of that. I feel like too.
That's good.
When it comes to it, because some people, like you said, aren't mindful of it. They're just like, hey, you're going to show me this? Like, I'll be right here talking in your ear. Don't. No.
They take it as an invitation.
Yeah. I don't want your germs, right? I don't want to be able to smell you. But then also, I'm self-conscious about the fact that I chug coffee from 2 a.m. to when I go to bed. I'm certain I smell. I don't want you to be able to smell me. And if I'm talking close enough, you can smell my breath. You're too close.
Yeah, I'm the same way too now. The coffee breath every morning. I'm like, you don't need to be that close to me. Thank you, though.
But that's just talkers. How are you with anybody in line behind you?
I like that either. Don't
that
want anyone
drives
like that
me insane.
It's like they're even before COVID, it's like you don't need to be right on me.
I want that social distance before it was cool.
Exactly.
And now we've all just started climbing up around on top of each other again. And I'm like, listen, pandemic, no pandemic. Don't even want to have that fight with you. I just don't want you on top of me.
Yeah, no, when I was at the store just yesterday, too, it was the same thing. I was standing there and all the self-checkouts were busy. And then I saw somebody coming to get in line. I'm like, can somebody hurry up at the self-checkout so this person doesn't like get
Save
really close
me.
To me?
That's the TRQ, totally random question today. What is something that makes you instantly just not really enjoy somebody? You're just like, eh, I'm not going to choose to be here longer than I need to. What is that thing for you? Here's Shawn Mendes. You never know how good you have it. Hey, good morning. 194 in the Playhouse. Totally random question. What is something that makes you instantly not really enjoy somebody? 237, it's text 35270. And we're seeing a lot of them.
Someone said when they're constantly bringing up politics, I understand if... everybody's entitled to your own opinion, but sometimes just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Someone else said, if they look or remind me of someone I don't like, what if they share the same name? That drives me nuts.
It doesn't. See, none of this stuff, like the politic thing, I just brush it off.
It gets annoying after a while.
You know, the politic thing is, I always think it's stupid because as we've talked about a million times, you're not probably going to, nobody's ever swayed anybody in that conversation. I actually do get the name thing though, because I think name association is a real thing because you get really fixated on where like, if you really don't like a Jessica or a Nancy, like every Jessica and Nancy I've ever met are pretty much awful people. Honestly, I can't think of a good one. And so if I meet someone and your name is Nancy or Jessica, I've met a lot of bad Johns. If I meet someone like that, I'm like, you're a terrible person. I'm already judging you because of your name. And it's terrible, but I think we're all like this. I'm now having to, my mind is making you prove to me you're a good person because your name is like Nancy or Jessica.
Okay. So yeah, they got to step it up.
Yeah. There's a girl I went to high school with, Jessica. Ooh, I don't like Jessicas anymore.
I don't trust them. Mm-mm. They're shady.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I'm trying to think of like if there's a name that just like, oh...
Okay, what was your mom's name?
Beverly.
Would you date? You like all Beverlys.
Yeah, do you like all Beverlys? Would you ever, though, date someone with the name of Beverly?
Absolutely not.
See, name association. I once dated a guy named Mike, and I couldn't. I literally, we dated like a few days, and then I couldn't. It's my dad's name, and I was like, all I think about is my dad every time I talk to you, or I get a message.
But Mike is such a common name, though. That'd be tough.
Good thing there was only one Mike that wanted to date me and it didn't work out.
What if he found out, like, your mom's like, did you know that sometimes people call your dad Steven? It was his nickname.
Steven's middle name is...
Steven Michael.
Michael.
Well, to be fair, most guys' middle name is... Michael, yeah.
That doesn't bother me. That actually makes me happy. And it's like, oh, no, that makes me think of my dad and I love it. But if his name was Michael, or I don't know if I could date him.
What is that thing that makes you go like, I'm not a fan?
If someone is like really like overly physical, it always seems like a little bit of a red flag because it's like, I don't know you that way. Like, why are you acting so intimately all of a sudden?
Okay, perfect. Thank you. What's that thing that makes you not really like somebody?
Something that makes me instantly not like someone is when they cannot meet your gaze in a conversation. So if you're meeting them and they're just like staring around the room looking for like the next best conversation, they can't like look you in the eye. I just think it's like a telltale sign that like it's not going to be a good relationship.
True. But do you know what else is also very uncomfortable? People that make prolonged, unnecessary eye contact.
Just staring at you.
Because there's like a natural period of time to look at somebody, and then there's like a weirdly uncomfortable period of time to look at somebody. Like, Joel right now is giving me that locked, intentional gaze.
I had to break it.
And it's uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable.
Like, I think you look at somebody for a little bit, then you look around the room. Honestly, check your phone if you need to. Just don't stare, because it is, ugh.
I see you think there's something on your face.
Yeah, then that too. But I had a coworker that would like never look you in the eye. When you had a conversation, it was always like this, like never mm-hmm. looked you in the eye, but was talking directly at you. Or, you know, it was the weirdest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Loved her to death. So I guess it makes sense. It's just an awkward, you know, little quirk that they have.
I feel like we very rarely are looking at each other in these conversations, but in my case, it's because I'm like, look, there's like 5 monitors and 20 buttons I'm staring at all times.
Yeah,
so probably
yeah.
all the time I'm just like, so Amy, as I'm like scrolling through something.
Yeah, someone just put on the Facebook guy, because they put it up there. They wrote, anybody who's always on their phone or computer, I'm literally just constantly on my computer when we're in here talking to each other.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a conversation and that's what they're always doing, I could see that being an issue. Going back to the like physical touch, I had a different coworker too. No matter what you would do, like I'd come in and I'd talk to the front desk lady. This is at the last station that I was at. And he would like, you know how they grab you right here on your shoulders, right on your traps and like squeeze.
No, thank you.
And I'm like, my guy, don't touch. What are you doing? And then he's like, and then he was the political guy too. And I shouldn't even say guy. He was a kid. He was younger than me. And all he would do was touch people. And it was like, it just... Too much. Like if you just tap me on the shoulder, cool. But like then when you squeeze me,
no.
I don't want to be squeezed. There's no reason to touch my traps.
Absolutely no. Any other ones as far as texts go, Amy K?
Yeah, somebody said people that talk bad about other people or people that complain a lot. Someone said people that are always negative. Someone said if you have body odor, how has no one told you? How do you not smell it? And someone said when they lack a sense of humor.
I don't think you can smell your own stank, can you? I think you're just conditioned to, you're just used to it.
You have to be able to smell your own smell.
Well, if you always smell like body odor, no. But like after, I can always tell when my deodorant like wears off on, like in the summertime and I'd get home or you'd like lay down. You're like, oh, that is a whiff. I do not want to smell again.
I know if I ever smell bad, you have to tell me because that's my constant thing. But remember, I've had you and Mandy smell my pits before.
Yeah, I smelled your pits. I will tell you, just like I told Zero, you had to booger the one time. I didn't let him sit around forever like you and Mandy.
And you know what I appreciate about it? Not that you just told me, that, but it's come up about a dozen times since then.
Constantly.
Thank you.
I'm just letting you guys know.
I'm just waiting for something to be in your teeth or sticking out your nose or out your ear or an eye crusty.
I felt like I had an eye crusty today, but please tell me. That's why I tell you. And I will sniff your armpit because I want you guys to
15
know.
15-plus years, I've looked like physical perfection every single day. One failing, and I'll hear about it for life.
Serious. Remember that one time I caught you and you had that coming out of your nose?
Remember that booger?
80 years, I'm really overshooting probably. 80 years from now, there'll be a eulogy. He's going to be like, this one time back in 2022, there's a little bat in the cave.
That'll be my funny story. Everybody's got a funny story.
Yeesh. Hey, Comfort in Numbers momentarily right before Pick Your Purse 710 this morning's PYP. But Comfort in Numbers for Rachel in a couple of minutes who thought she was having the best day of her life. Then it was ripped away. That's next.